Here's our next question on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book. Does Calvary still exist today? Amazingly, the word Calvary is used only once in the King James Version of the Bible. We read in Luke 23:33, "And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors one on the right hand, and the other on the left." The Greek word for Calvary is cranion, which means skull. This word is used in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but only in Luke 23:33 is it translated Calvary. The word is otherwise translated skull in the other three Gospels. For example, let's read John 19:17-18. "And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two other with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst." Where cranium is the Greek word for skull, Golgotha is the Hebrew word for skull. Obviously, Calvary was a hill that resembled a skull, and although the term Mount Calvary is not in the scriptures, it's assumed that it was called that because it was located on a hill. Now, Calvary was located just outside of the city walls of Jerusalem. John 19:19-20 tells us, "And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin." Being located nigh to the city, this allowed many people to see the Lord Jesus on the cross and the inscription that was written above his head. Hebrews 13:12 also confirms that Calvary, or the place of a skull, was located outside the city walls. That says, "Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate." Now, this location outside the city was obviously beside a well-traveled road, as we read of passers-by in Matthew 27:39-40. "And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross." Now today there is a discrepancy over the original site of the Lord's crucifixion. There seems to be two locations that are thought to possibly be the site, but at this point no one can really say for sure. Let's look for a moment at the last words the Lord Jesus spoke from Calvary. John 19:30 tells us, "When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished, and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost." It is finished. So important are these words. We learn that the work the Lord Jesus had come to do had been accomplished. He came to suffer and die for our sins. While on the cross of Calvary, God poured out his wrath on the holy head of the Lord Jesus for our sakes. It is finished. The work has been done, and God has been satisfied with the sacrifice of his Son. It is finished. There is nothing left for you to do. It is finished. There is nothing you can do. Christ has done it all. All you need to do is put your faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus as the payment for your sins. Believing on him, you will have eternal life. John 3:36 tells us, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him."